بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد. First we continue with the muzakara of the sunnahs of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as you were learning the sunnahs with regard to entering and leaving the toilet, we learned whether we should enter the toilet with the left foot. And when we're removing our garments, we should try to lower ourselves to the lowest position before we lower our lower garment, our trousers. And then we learn when coming out of the toilet, step out with the right foot first. When you go in with the left foot. When you come out with the right foot. And then recite the dua, Kufranak. You also, you can read first, Bismillah, Kufranak. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ أَنِّي الْأَذَى وَآفَانِي. That, oh Allah, I seek forgiveness from you. There is a discussion, inshallah, it will come in the Ahwal Salah. All praise is due to Allah who removed from me that which was harmful and granted me safety. Allah didn't remove the dirt from how difficult, what conditions, how kindness, and don't think it's my, I took this tablet or that, that's why I relieved myself nicely. Only and all solely by the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every minute, every second of our life, alhamdulillah, is a form of making great shukr to Allah. One end you acknowledge the greatness of Allah, and the other end you realize it's only Allah's kindness upon me. And one other important point, before entering the toilet, remove any ring upon which an ayat or the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is visible. However, if it is like a taweez and it's sewn in cloth, then you can go into the toilet with that. So, important, try and remove all those things that is apparent. And another very interesting common mistake today, with all our mobile phones, we got the ringtone, we have some nasheed, we have sometimes azan or something, and if you go into the toilet, you don't put it on silent. So in the toilet it rings, how loud they are. So we have to be conscious of all these things. Just be keep a simple, ordinary ringtone. And if you forgot to off your phone, in the toilet, you not necessarily to off your phone. But if you don't have the right, you got this, the ringtones, and you think, no, I'm a pious person, I got ringtone of zikr. No, that is bayadhi. Because many times also when the phone rings, and Allahu Akbar, you just cut it off. So that is also bayadhi. So we have to be conscious of all these things. And this only we learn in the company of the Mashayikh. You won't get this in the kitab. You won't get this as Akbar Ilahabadi, Rahmatullah Ali, was a person of high status as far as dunya is concerned first. But when he came in the company of the Mashayikh, then he said beautiful poems. One beautiful poem he said, Na kitabo se, na wazo se, na zar se peda. Din hotai, buzurgo ki na zar se peda. You won't get deen just from reading kitab. You get the knowledge, the information of deen. Now, wazo, you can even listen to bayan on cassette or whatever. Zarte, you can spend a lot of money to spend, to give your rich man, to give a million rand in sadqa is very easy. But for that man, how hard it is sometimes to even perform namaz, to even read his namaz. So, zarte, deen hotai, buzurgo ki nazar se peda. Deen will come when we come in the company of the man of Allah, and that spiritual gaze hits our heart. And we have to come with that intention. As I came here for my Islam, I am rotten. And every time, as you are learning the sabah today, when a person, the more you make your Islam, the more you realize I'm rotten. And I need it more. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand that how important is the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and keep all these aspects of mind, that today we are unmindful of ringtone, etc. Then with regard to the ash'ar that we read while making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is not ash'ar that we sing, we are reading these ash'ar, that is du'as that our mashayikh has taught us to beg Allah ta'ala. So when we make zikr of la ilaha illallah, we started with ash'ar, dil mera ho jai ek midani hu, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aab o gil, dard dil ho, dard dil ho, dard dil. That Allah empty my heart, make it an open field. Now it's full of everything, so you're not in my heart. I think Allah is in my heart, but Allah is far from my heart. Empty the heart and then automatically you see that something is happening. Now my I'm not even interested in the rest. Then tuho, only you come in my heart and beg Allah, see, then that is dua. Repeatedly, tuho, beg Allah Ta'ala, you come in my heart, you come in my heart. And that is how we make zikr of Allah also. Oh Allah, I forgot you. You didn't forget me. Please come in my heart. Then, or narration, my body is just made of sand and water. And I think I'm valuable, I'm smart, I got smart clothes, etc. Even if I think I didn't make my Islam, wearing nice kurta, I got a mama, very pious. All this is sign of your superiority. So Allah, that body of mine is just sand and water. Dard-e-dil ho. They put the pain of the heart in my heart. What is the pain of the heart? The love of Allah. When the love of Allah Ta'ala comes, even you wearing deeni clothes, then you will realize, hum tere mahbub ke mushabat hi sab. Allah, we just imitating, we useless, we can't even wear properly clothes, etc. Then a person becomes conscious, and when you become little conscious, then you say, ghayr se bilkul hi utte jayin. Ya Allah, take away now my gazes, my thoughts from everything else besides you. Even the politics, etc., I don't really want to know. Sports and all that is far. And even then you don't have really time to stand and talk to people, etc. Tuhi tu I and nazar deku jina. Only you come in my heart, in my mind. Whatever I see, I'll just see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we see that is a high status. Hazrat Maulana, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, just towards the end of his life, how beautiful he wrote a poem. Maine tumhe dekha hai. Oh Allah, I saw you. Whatever I saw, I only saw you. So this is the object we have to, and that's like we explained. That is the ultimate. We just have to carry on and tread the path. And Allah Ta'ala, if we do sincerely, Allah will open for us, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq. Continue out our lessons on the Ruhu Salah. Alhamdulillah wa kafaa wa salamu ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'd. Faqad qala Allah Ta'ala fi al-Qur'an al-Majeed wa al-Furqan al-Hamid. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كنفلها المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون صدق الله العلي العظيم. We were busy discussing that Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who prepared this kitab of the Bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali, and to make it easy he put footnotes. Now I say, before we start listening to the actual Bayan, just do a short course. And he has termed it Noor, five Noors. First, do this, then you start getting the benefit of this. Otherwise, you don't do this course, you can read the kitab how many times. You think you know something, but you won't know anything. And the kitab only, you read it one time, two times, you think, no, I read the kitab already. Similarly, if you don't do these Noors properly, You'll say, I went, how many Ramadans I said in this bayan? Now I don't need to study. Let me make my tilawah. Let me go to shopping. Let me do. So then you won't benefit. So the first Noor was, which we discussed on Yom Khamis, on Thursday, that you have to properly do Ba'al Rafta, that is according to the principles, get there to a chair and do a cause of zikr, inshallah. Do a proper cause on our Islam. Start a proper cause. And like starting doesn't just mean you just come to the Khanqa or you just say yes. Our Shaykh used to say so beautifully, and one of our friends, Allah grant him Jannah, he used to say, after bath, lete hai, fir bath jata hai. We take bath and then we sit down. We don't carry on. Or we come to the Majlis also, we think, I took bath. And even so, I'm years in a Khanqa, but we're not coming with a niyat of Islam. We're not coming with a niyat that I've still got some full of spiritual diseases. And when we come in the beginning, like we said, Mahamana Masihullah Rahmatullah said, that we think we are okay, but our clothes are dirty, and our minds are all scattered all over. So first, we like dirty clothes, we have to get washed. When you get little washed, like a person working in a kitchen, as he's working, oil spill, he doesn't even, he thinks his clothes is okay. But when he goes, washes it, and he comes to his aim, now I realize what is clean clothes. So like that. And then, as Hazrat explained then, towards the end of this Noor-e Awwal, that for this, it is not sufficient to think that if I just work on my outward namaz, then I will get the namaz of concentration and devotion. You have to work on the heart. The root cause of our diseases is the heart. So we have to make Islam the heart, And it's love. The heart cannot be made on your own. You need a spiritual guide. You need a chef. A chef, a kami. That chef will guide you and he will make our service. So this is extremely important. Many people, he says, make the mistake that no, a nice time, as he said, sometimes read long nafal namaz, you get concentration. We can't concentrate in short namaz because the tree is gone rotten, the leaves are dry, you're watering the leaves. We're not watering the root. And a beautiful example of that Hazrat says that if you don't, you're just making effort on your outward actions and you're not doing your islah. You don't even take bath, etc. Although bath is sunnah, the actual object is islah is farz. But when you take bath, then you just think. Like many times, like in India also it happens, there are students, they go for what is called kamaat. They don't enroll in the masjid, in the islah, in the madrasa, but they go and sit in the lessons of the ustad. They get permission or they don't get permission. So when you're studying the lesson of the ustad, you're not a student that's enrolled. Now you're not worried of imtihan. So whether you listen, you don't listen, whether you're punctual or not punctual, although today it's opposite. Students even in there know they are students and we're not worried that whether I'm present or not present. And even my body is there and I'm not there. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to realize this. So then, that long namaz won't. So it's like that. If you're making effort on just your action, so you are still zero. And your heart is still dirty. So your heart is still empty. You're zero. So the more namaz you read, it's zero. The more when you make the islah of your heart, then Allah will come in the heart. When Allah starts coming in the heart, you got one. Although we are still weak, our islah is still starting, but you came, you realize Allah is not in the heart. And now my object is not just to polish my namaz, my object is to purify my heart so Allah comes in the heart. When one Allah comes in the heart, our iman becomes correct and I realize I'm reading, I'm loving for Allah, dying, my namaz is only for Allah. Now you got one, although our namaz is still very weak, our outward actions, etc. But you perform namaz, you put a zero in front of the one, you got gain. You keep fast, it's weak, but you put a zero, 100. So it will increase. And then as you're listening, your islah is carried on, then you realize I'm useless. But now, all that ibadat will be now to the power 10, to the power 50, like this. So initially, the score, we have to bring Allah in the heart, and that is only through the guidance of a sheikh properly and regularly and continuously. That is very important. Continuously, we have to be coming in the company of our mashayikh, and not just for name's sake, not just for register, but that I need my islah. I'm spiritually sick. I have to delay to people loving because we got medical aid. Any small excuse, I must be in the clinic. And you just wait, that is a whole, it's just a foolery of people. So anyway, just ICU treatment, like Hazrat explained. One is you are outpatient, you just come and go. And one is you realize I'm sick, so you come and be into an ICU ward. Like now, mashallah, brothers have come for istikaf. How many times they come? But every time we come, let me think. Don't think I'm just coming just for a checkup. And I need ICU treatment every time I need it. So that was the first sabab. That if the heart comes right, the piece of flesh, then the whole body will function right. If the piece of flesh in the body is not right, then your eyes won't be right, our ears won't, as Hazrat is explaining, and it still won't be. And we see, it's still how many years, and it will take till the cover, and all the time. But what will be the benefit? Will be alive, I'm making a mistake. Otherwise, we don't do our Islam, think, no, I'm okay. Like Hazrat says, many people, they say that, why is this money? They only think that controlling the eyes is important. We never do, human, we world, nothing happens to us. So Hazrat says, when you do your islah, then you realize that the king's love is to put it so beautifully. If you think nothing wrong with you, then one of two things. You're not a man. You're something else. So if you like, an angel, he doesn't have feelings like men. So Hazrat used to say, Hawra, a beautiful hoor of Jannah sits on Jibreel's lap, it won't tickle him anyway. And if we're not men, then what is a woman? And if you are a man, and you don't know, put a button in front of fire and it's melting, then something wrong with you. You say, take your trousers to the lab and see how much fluid has come out. That's why you don't get enjoyment with your wife. So when you start doing your islah, you'll get at home also, you'll be shocked. Now I like to go home. Otherwise, so many brothers here, hey, I don't feel nice to go home. So anyway, that was the first point, that make proper connection with the Sheikh and do our Islah program properly. The second, Noor, Noor-e-Dom. Namaz seekhne mein jo koshish aur mujahada karna hoga, usme niyat ko khalis kare ke main Allah ko raazi karne ke liye ta'meel-e-hukam mein apni namaz mein kamal paida karne ki koshish kar raha hu. Deegar koi baat, nahwiyat, koi istighra wagaira na ho. This is a very now important point, that our niyat has to be correct. That I'm come here to correct my namaz, and I come here for my Islah, but it's not just for my Islah, then I'll get khilafat, or I correct my namaz, and I'll feel I'm reading a nice namaz, or people will say very good namaz. No, only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Radai ilahi, Allahumma inni as'aluka radaka wal jannah. Jannah also, only for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. That is where, further, for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, then you'll get enjoyment of jannah. That is why then we'll understand, when we say Allahu Akbar, we're throwing both the worlds behind us. Even Akhirah, the Sarah Ankof, we accept the great ni'mat of Allah, but we want Allah first. If Allah is happy with you, you can be thrown in a fire and you'll be at peace. If Allah is not, you don't have the pleasure, your niyat is not the pleasure of Allah, you can sit in a beautiful garden, you won't be at peace. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize that very, very important verse is the raza of Allah, that the niyat, our niyat must be sincere only for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and the raza of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and that is what apni namaz kurani karne ke liye tamile hukam, that this is the command of Allah, hukme ilahi, that is why I'm performing my namaz. It's a duty there, but it's the hukam of Allah Ta'ala, and I want Allah to have to be happy with me for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Muhabbati ilahi, and iska one, the love of Allah Ta'ala. Apni namaz de kamal paida karne koshish, and now I'm making an effort to make perfection of my namaz. And we find, that is why we find in the Quran Kareem, Hazrat explained, mostly aqim salah. Aqim salah doesn't mean perform namaz, it means perfect your namaz. That is, every time we have to be perfecting our namaz, all the time. And not just like before reading a namaz, or perfecting namaz means that Allah will come. So very hardly in the Quran Sharif you see for sallu salah. It is most all the time aqim salah. And then where Allah is warned for waylul lil musallin, people who are just reading namaz as a ritual, we go for namaz, then obviously that namaz has got no value whatsoever. So the main important thing is establishment of salah. And that is why we find in this one short ayat, aqim salata li zikri, perform your namaz for my remembrance. Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah used to say, in this short ayat, all the departments of deen are mentioned. That you have to know, you have to, if to perform namaz, you have to have the knowledge of namaz. And where it starts? It starts from the maktab. If there's no maktab, then where are the children going to learn how to perform namaz, how to read, what dua, etc. So how important is the maktab? So this is, just from that ayat, aqim salah, to establish your namaz for the remembrance of Allah, you need the maktab. And then in the maktab now, you'll need the ustaz to teach. So you need the darul ulum. Without the darul ulum, where are you going to prepare ustaz? So now you need the darul ulum to prepare the ustaz to be teaching in the maktab. And then, and although the maktab is primary, and it must be kept pure as it is, we're not going now into the detail of the discussion. And today, we say we got maktab, but all the fancy, the syllabus and all that, it doesn't benefit the student in the least, but, and his focus also is not even there. Then the darul ulum, how important it is and how necessary. Then we find, normally in the maktab, the children, they perform their namaz, they read their namaz while in maktab, etc. And then they leave madrasa, some become alims, alhamdulillah, and those that become alims, they read namaz after they farig. Sometimes we don't have contact, and when we come to the next point, then we see we become negligent with our own namaz also. In the madrasa, you made effort and you were punctual at your namaz, you carry on inshallah. But that namaz will just be still an outward structure. So then Allah Ta'ala made the intizam of the tabligh jamaat, that they now started realizing, Hazrat Ayyasa, Allah put that Quran, that wadi in his heart. Ummah is not making namaz. Ummah don't even know that we are Muslims. So now to revive people who went to Maktab, etc. Come, we have to be made performing salah. So that speaker now to revive Amal, the Tabligh Jamaat. But now if you just stop there, then that Amal will just remain empty. Like dead, it won't have life in it. So then Allah Ta'ala showed that the company of the Masjid, the department of Islam, which is called the Tawf, this department is so important that to bring life and to bring current in all the things. To bring current in the Tabligh Jamaat, to bring current in the dark rooms also, to bring current in the Makatib, we need the connection with the Shaykh. We need Islam to take place. Otherwise all these departments will be carrying on. But the object, the purpose is deen come in our life, we find no deen in our life. And today we see the lack of that, we don't regard the soul as important. I'll take that, it's okay, but that is not important. I'm busy, I'm here, Allah. One example of that so beautifully, Sayyid Sulaiman Nadvi Rahmatullah was a great mufassir. What a ustad he was. He used to teach hadith, tafsir, and he had a lot of students, and he was a very pious man to that degree. But his friend, Mawlana John Puri Rahmatullah, he knew that this is a diamond, but it just needs to be polished. When the spark of that love of Allah, that connection of Allah comes, he'll be a different man. He'll shine out. So he used to endure his friendship. He used to tell him, come to the Khanqah, we just go for one majlis, Mawlana Thani Rahmatullah. At that time, he still had this notion that many some ulama, even the younger ulama, had this notion that you people, chuhe jaise in budde ke samne baithe. You're like mice, you're sitting in front of your chair so humbly. We don't got. So he said that, where I got time? You know, I got this lesson to teach, that lesson. So Lord, and he's engaging in ibadah, making mutala. So he's not engaged in something wrong, ibadah. But then, to make him realize, his friend said, okay, don't worry, we know you, buddy. Just come for a few minutes. If you're benefiting in the masjid, then you sit. If you're not benefiting, you carry on. So this struck him. And when he came into the masjid of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi, and he just said few minutes, he couldn't leave the masjid. And after that, what he said, Malum nahi kis andaaz se Hazrat ne bayan ki. Aisa malum hua ki Quran abhi nazil hua. He says, I don't know how Hazrat explained. I am teaching tafsir for so many years, it looks like Quran Sharif only came down. So just as when taqwa comes in the heart, Allah says, Allah, Ashraf says, Allah will put knowledge in the heart which you won't find in the kitab. Then he said, okay, let me stay in the Khanqah for the night. But he made a condition with Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah, Hazrat, I want to stay, but I won't get up for tahajjud and make zikr. Hazrat said, no problem. That's not for us. You don't have to get up for tahajjud. You don't have to make zikr. So he stayed. But middle of the night, the muridin that are there, all great, great ulama, getting up for tahajjud. So now he woke up, now he's turning and tossing. He couldn't sleep. So he said, let me also get up and read two rakat namaz. So he got up, he performed tahajjud. After listening to the bayan, and he performed that tahajjud, he said, Allahu Akbar. Wada aane ki akhiri shab mein. Subah se intizar shaam mein. Now I realize the special promise that Allah will come in close to you is that middle of the night. That time, Allah is all the time close. But when you get up middle of the night, it's like you and Allah alone in tahajjud. He says, now I realize Allah's promise is that middle of the night, whole morning, from the morning I'm seeing when tahajjud is coming, when tahajjud is coming. Allahu Akbar. Then when he took part in the zikr, and he started reading, La ilaha, till every day he used to make zikr. But now he's making zikr with Ashiki in the lover, and in the company of your Shaykh also. Then he said, Naam lete hi nasha sa chaar. Zikr mein tasir hai, zor hai, chaam. When I just took the name of Allah, I got intoxicated. As we say, Allahu Akbar. So how the poems we hear. So that is, that we do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Raza of Allah ta'ala. And then no other object. Digar koi baat, nahwiyat wa istighraq wa ghaira, maqsad no. Don't have any other object that I'm learning to perform my namaz, so I can be engrossed in namaz. I can be like the other instance of the Sahaba Raji. That is not the object, that is not required by Allah. Allah grants to some people, that's a special gift of Allah. That is not part of concentration and devotion of namaz. So don't make that intention that now I'll come and get the namaz of concentration, devotion, and that is your object, then you're also missing the pleasure. You're not reading for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like that, many people, even if they're doing work of deen and they work on their outward namaz, and they get a good namaz and they read it, then it comes in their heart. Hey, now I'm reading a nice namaz. Now all your namaz is down the drain because the pride came in your heart. When you realize it, when you realize it for the pleasure of Allah, as we learn in the next, the other point that's coming, then you realize, well, where is my namaz in the court of Allah's word? So no intention of ulterior motive, or now I become, or that namaz, I'll start doing karama, I'll fly in the air, people will say, what a huzur this is. No other niyat but the rida, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, and that is why the company of the Shaykh is very, very important. Like as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gave a simple example. He says, if you got a big open land, and now you realize, hey, this land is just rain, let me go and cultivate it, let me go and plant something. But now you have to clean it, and then you have to get fertilizer. So somebody told you, best fertilizer is cow dung, very, very good fertilizer. So he says, yeah, very good. So he went to the market, he go and buy 10 cows, or even one cow, for example. But what is his niyat? That I must get fertilizer. So Hazrat says, that's like us. If our niyat is absorption, our niyat is something else, you're making niyat for the fertilizer. If you make niyat, I'll buy this cow, I'll get milk. For that milk, I'll make butter, I'll get ghee, all that. Fertilizer is a byproduct. By the way, it will come. So like that, make our niyat the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these things will come by. That also is so somebody tells you, alhamdulillah, that I saw you reading namaz there, you will know. It's only Allah, Shazal Allah brought me to the masjid. Otherwise my namaz is rotten. And that is which we have to learn the reality. Then the noor at home, the third noor. Khushu wa khudu or huzur e qalb wali namaz hi ba ruh hai. Magar khushu aur huzur se murad ikhtiyari khushu hai. Yani, the namaz of concentration and devotion and the presence of heart. That you must be conscious, like you leave your home, you're conscious, I'm going for Zohar namaz. That is niyat, you're conscious. But we think that I'm just going namaz, you're not even conscious. That is why sometimes we even make a mistake, although that mistake, you know you came for Zohar, but by mistake you said Asr, if you made your niyat still verbally, that is like for a beginner, then that won't be, it doesn't mean your namaz, it will be Asr namaz. So concentration and devotion, what is this? And the presence of heart is called a namaz of life, a namaz of current, a namaz that got power and you get concentration, you'll get connection with Allah Ta'ala. But what is the khushu and presence of heart is ikhtiyari khushu, is what is within your capability. La yukallifu Allah nafsan illa wus'aha. Allah didn't give us laws that is beyond our capability. We think khushu and khudu is that you must be engrossed. You don't know even somebody is walking past you. You don't know. It's not there. It's what is within your capability. Allah didn't make it hard. So it's very simple. What is a namaz of concentration, of devotion? What is within your capability? And what is within our capability? Yani namaz ke faraiz, wajibat, sunan aur mustahabat ki adaigi ka itminan aur hor se ihtimam aur dil ko kasdan kisi dusri taraf mutawajjih na ho. That, know what is farz in namaz, know what is wajib, know what is sunnah, what is mustahab, and then fulfill it with itminan, with ease, not rushing, like a fowl pecking in the ground. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the worst person who steals in namaz. Sahaba say, who steals? Say, like a fowl, you just hardly in sajda and you up. So know what is farz, what is wajib, what is sunnah, and see, that you need the maktab. And then, even ulama we know this. If we don't go to our islah, then how? We the same. We rushing in farz, you the imam, you make the back namaz. And after that, your two sunnahs, you've gone out already. So know what is that and do it with itminan and consciously. And ihtimam, do a deep conscious that I must do it. It's very important, I must do it properly. It doesn't mean a long namaz. You can be reading a short namaz also, but properly reading. And intentionally, don't let your take your thoughts away from it. Just be focused on in namaz. Intentionally, don't let your thoughts, so that, now this is another important, very important point to understand. Intentionally, don't turn your focus away from anywhere else. Like in namaz, you know it's the mustahab to keep my eyes where I'm going to make sajda. So keep your eyes there. If intentionally you move your eyes or somebody is coming and going on the side of your eyes also, you'll see. Nabi Sausam says, Shaitan will take away your namaz. So intentionally don't do that. And now many people get worried with this. Agar khud ba khud dunyavi khayal aa jaye balki be-shumar musawir bhi aaye lekin namazi apne qarz se aage aane wale azbaat mein mashghool rahe to ye halat namaz ke baaroo hone ki munafi nahi. If unintentional thoughts come into our mind, then you don't know, it just came into your mind. Unintentional, many thoughts come into our mind. Anybody, even a buzurg, whoever, unintentionally, although at different levels, so like myself, we, but we're trying to do the course. So unintentionally thoughts will come, even if you say thousands of thoughts can come into your heart, as long as you are concentrating and you know I'm in namaz. But the moment when the thought comes, don't entertain the thought. One is don't bring thoughts into your mind. Like now you say, hey, Tarawih 20 rakats, what I'm going to do? How I'm going to think and what? Then you start thinking what thoughts you bring. So that is harmful for your namaz. That will destroy you and your namaz. Unintentionally the thoughts come, and thoughts are like, Hazrat gives a beautiful example. It's like the highways and byways of India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. If you go there, you see they call it a highway. But you'll find a person with a wheelbarrow, you find a person with a rickshaw, you find a person with a motorbike, you find big truck, you find buses, you find and all, and you driving also in between, one small car. Now all that, if you look at that, then you'll be shocked, you'll be scared, how are you going to pass through? But you find you hardly hear of accident. All you have to do, what car you driving, you just concentrate in front of you. Don't even look at the car next to you. There might be a bus next to you, a truck next to you. And they're so close, you think I'm 10 feet. But you keep your eyes in front on the road, you see you go through. As I say, it's not like one parent from South Africa, he stayed in Lahore for a while, and he thought, let me drive. He made an accident. All the people there were shocked, how you could make an accident? Because he doesn't know, we have to concentrate on the road. Like when we're driving, Hazrat explained, our Dada Sheikh says, you don't have to worry how many women are driving, who's the driver of this car. You concentrate on your road and see the road can be busy. The rickshaw can just come like that. You concentrate in front, you won't make an accident. So like that, namaz, millions of thoughts will come. And you just concentrate. And then Hazrat gave beautiful example, like there was a comedian known as Jua, he's an Arabic comedian, and he used to like make jokes. So Joa one day, he had a fruit tree in his yard. So he used to like the children come here to take fruit. He wanted them to come take fruit, pluck fruit, etc. But when they used to come, then he used to like chase them away. He used to, so people say, Joa, you want them to come, but why are you chasing them away? He says, that is what they like. If I don't chase them away, they won't come back. They want them to chase them away. So they'll come, like they say, I'm going to trouble this old man. And the old man one day must come back. If so, he says, that is why. So it's exactly nafs and shaitan is like that. He says, if I don't give them attention, they won't come back. So like that, if we give attention to nafs and shaitan, when the thought come and I give the attention, a thought came, you think you're in a mess, you didn't know, so the thought came, so you're in the third rakat, fourth rakat, then you realize, now just leave it aside. Don't carry on thinking. Just leave that thought one time and realize I'm in namaz. So that thought, then it won't interfere with you. Otherwise, shaitan, he also likes. The moment you pay attention, it's like a, shaitan is like a barking dog. If you pay attention to the barking dog, then he'll keep on troubling you. If you just carry on walking, he says, oh, this one's not interested, you'll go bark by somebody else. And Allah, the Rasul says, the Buzurgs gave another beautiful example to bring the, to ignore the thought and bring constant, and the fuel what shaitan is putting the thought that he wants you to be unmindful of Allah. Just think, and this is when you do the cause of ma'rifat, that you think in your mind, Ya Allah, you are so great, a small heart of mine, so small, but millions of thoughts are coming. Thoughts are coming when I was a small boy, then when I went for Jamaat, then when I was in my chair, then when I went here for this trip and that trip, all the thoughts are coming. How great you are in the small mind you gave, you put so much. Now that fuel shaitan put you to take you away from Allah. And now you using his fuel and you're thinking of Allah's marifat. So you say, why must I come in to give him my fuel? So now that fuel he gave you, you turn into the marifat of Allah. Say, look at the qudrat of Allah. Look at the marifat. That is when the thoughts come. And the moment and the easiest remedy for that, Hazrat Ami Rahmatullahi and our Buzurg give, just ignore the thought. Otherwise the person becomes so worried. Hundreds of thoughts come and Hazrat says, just only a Shaykh Kamil can help you. is used and gets worried, and some people become depressed and the fondness comes so useless. Even faulty thoughts will come to you. Thoughts of faulty things will come, but don't bring it intentionally and don't pay attention to it. The moment you realize you're in the mark, then there are a few du'as like, read la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'aliyyil azim. Read a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Before you start namaz, read your qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas min sharri al-waswasil khannas. Then, as you do your course of zikr, etc., you see it will go away. But don't pay attention. The moment you pay attention or you bring it intentionally, that is when you destroy your namaz, you destroy yourself. Otherwise, even Sahaba had this worry. Yes, Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala, one occasion he came out and of his house he says, Nafaka Hanzala, Hazrat Abu Bakr now met him, what's wrong? He says, this is my condition in a majlis, I'm very connected to Allah. When I go home, then I feel like I'm nothing, I'm not. So then Hazrat Abu Bakr said, I also got the feeling, let's go to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the thing that you worried about, that is a sign that you got Iman. That is exact Iman. It's like when the thoughts come, now you feel bad about yourself. End of the month, what kind of namaz are they? I messed up my namaz. But don't bring the thoughts intentionally. Don't pay attention to the thoughts. Whatever it is, just don't pay attention. The moment you realize, any time in namaz you realize, hey, what thought came? You just carry on. And whatever rakat you're reading, you carry on reading that. Then that namaz will not be as Hazrat explained here in front now. Yet, Kaskan, don't bring intentionally, don't bring those thoughts. And you just pay attention, especially to the lessons that are coming in front, and pay attention to your namaz. Carry on doing what you have to be doing. So, ye alat namaz ke baar hu, hone ke munafi nahi. Then, this is not regarded as a namaz that doesn't have life. It will still be regarded as a namaz that has life. Because you didn't bring the thought intentionally, it's not within your ability. It's beyond your ability. So Allah, what is your ability? You brought the thought. Even if it's just thing. And even in namaz, if a thought, when talking of thinking of Allah's ma'rifah, that is a different thing. But like you thinking of your sabah, intentionally don't bring it there. Although that thought won't be as harmful as other thoughts that will come. But at this kind of thing, now I'm in the presence of Allah subhanahu. So that namaz won't be against a namaz of Bahu. That namaz is still a namaz that has got life in it. Aisi alat mein, lazrati mahviyat is a great benefit of that condition also. Aisi alat mein, lazrati mahviyat mein, kami aur mujahada mein, ziyadati hona, to air, ziyadati hona, ek, to ajab mein ziyadati ka baith hoga. دوسری سبھی طور پر اپنی نماز کو ناقص سمجھ کر رہے گا جس کی وجہ سے اج سے حفاظت رہے گی اللہ اکبر that will be a namaz now that you won't get enjoyment in that namaz you won't go to say be engrossed in namaz and now you have to make more effort mujahada like Hazrat explained simple that a person especially the people who got more staying and more staying habit they like to drive on the road where it's open. And even, for example, you got the option that you take the highway, it's 15 kilometers more. And the other road through town is 15 kilometers shorter. Normally young people will say, no, you're saving 15 kilometers. But there, you're going to be tensioned all the time. Now you're going, now traffic, now you have to stop. Now, on the highway you went 15 kilometers extra, but free road. And everybody likes this. Like in our namaz, we want a free flowing, no thought must come. But that is not within our capability. Thoughts will come. So like that, when you're driving on the road, especially like the India-Pakistan road, or like today with all the potholes and the dig holes, and it's busy traffic, how your attention is there. And you see just a motorbike thing past you. Now a truck is next to you. If you're going to concentrate and the attention you worry, then that namaz is more valuable. Because now you're making more mujahada. You're making more effort. In the start you say, Ya Allah, let me have a namaz without all the distractions. But when that mujahada you have to make and that I must concentrate more, and that will give you more, Allahu Akbar, more inclination to making your zikr. Let me make my zikr so I get this power, not that this thought mustn't come. But these thoughts will come. So don't worry, you're making more mujahada, more effort, so you'll get more sawab for it. And if those thoughts don't come, then what will be? Naturally you'll think, hey, I'm reading a good namaz. And when these thoughts come and you realize, hey, what thoughts came? And you carry on your namaz, immediately you realize, my namaz is useless. Then immediately, then you'll understand what Hazrat is saying. Automatically, you'll say, Allahu Akbar, Allah is so great. Aware was I and you allowed me in your presence. And my namaz was faulty. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Now you'll be making tawbah. Otherwise, when you think, no, now my namaz is so good, I don't think of anything. And like that, we fool ourselves. We think I didn't think of anything. But how many thoughts were in our namaz? Intentionally thoughts came. You just had one thing to sort out. Now your whole namaz is only that. But because when we don't do our zikr, we don't do our cause of Islam, then what will come? Pride will come in the heart. When pride comes, hey, my namaz is okay. Where? That is when a person, you don't make your Islam, and you work on your outwards in namaz, you think, hey, I'm making a good namaz. And there your whole namaz is destroyed. Our amal, the efforts of deen are destroyed, because I'm thinking I'm doing. So without the cause of Islam, see how your harm will come. And when you bring your Islam, and even the thoughts are coming, but you don't bring it intentionally, and you don't pay attention, then Hazrat says, agar sari umar bhi yahi halat rahe, to maqsad-e asli raza-e ilahi mein pura kamyab. He says, if your whole lifestyle thoughts come, but it doesn't, you don't bring it intentionally, and you don't pay attention, then your whole life, if it happens like that, your mind is with you, your thoughts are coming, but your object is the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then you're successful. But if you intentionally bring thoughts, or thoughts come and you pay attention, then that is destruction for you. So we don't, whole life we have to make this effort and tell as we learn. As you make this effort, you realize, I'm weak, I'm weak. Agar se aam taur par mujahada jaldi khatam ho jate hai. And this Hazrat says, although, when you make your cause of zikr in it, very quick this mujahada will go. You won't have to find it difficult now, the thoughts are coming. Very quickly Allah will bless you. Aur mahboob ke saath, yaksuvi se sargoshi ki lazzat naseeb ho jati hai. And very soon, as you do your cause of zikr, coming regularly, doing our wazifas, etc., then you'll find Allah will give you that opportunity to be in seclusion with your beloved. Like you see husband and wife, they're in the room, private also, but they talk softly, secretly to one another. And what enjoyment is there in the secret talk, you can't imagine. Like how Sayyid Sulaiman Nagiram got that enjoyment in tahajjud, that enjoyment in zikr. So Allah will give you that enjoyment, but that is, we have to work towards it. And so that is the most important thing. That don't pay attention to the thought, don't bring it. Muhabbat intiham mein muskilein aasan karte hai. When you worry to get the love of Allah Ta'ala, the end result, then it's very easy. Now somebody tell me it's hard to get up for a fajr. Say, what hard? Tahajjud is so easy. But in the beginning, magar is fitna ghar ki ibtida mushkil hoti hai. In the beginning, let's go through the steps, etc., is very difficult. Ask all the students, in the beginning they were eager on become hafiz, on become ali. When they enrolled and they started gardan and after, hey, they're making excuses to the father. That is the problem. That is the problem. Ustaz has to pacify them. Stay, stay. Now when they come into mawkuf alayhi mishkat and dora, now it's very nice, enjoyable. Now you're happy you did it. So like that, even our cause of zikrullah in the beginning it sounds difficult. And this is deen, a deen yusru. In the beginning it seems difficult. But when it comes into us, you can't stay without getting up for further. You can be how sick you'll get up. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and bless us with this reality. Otherwise, as Imam Masihullah Rahmatullah used to say, the moment that a person thinks I read a well good namaz, he says that's your worst namaz. You have destroyed yourself. Pride is coming to our heart. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize that these are realities, we have to work towards it. And then you see, when you get that love of Allah to spend your wealth in Abu Bakr, a battle of Tabuk, everything they gave. Khalid ibn Walid, he said, I get 60 times in jihad, not to become, to conquer countries or anything. Not for leadership, but to give my life for Allah. But tell the cowards of the world, mort will only come to you when it's the time. But if you can go in the path of Allah, but we are too scared. So when we make that effort and don't worry of all the distractions, you just keep your eyes on the road. And that is why it's so important to have a chair to guide us. The noor is shaharun, the fourth noor. Is azim daulat ka ek darja uske ahl yani zaakir wa shaakir sali ko inshaAllah toofiq-e ilahi 5 asbaab poore karne mein baad haasil ho jayega. Hazrat says the crazy spectacular gift that Allah gave in namaz, and then connection with Allah Ta'ala, the marifat of Allah Ta'ala, and then that secret connection with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, inshallah, by doing your cause of dhikr and continue keeping with your sheikh, etc., and don't, shaitan will fool us. As we come here, we bring some, the bad done with regard to your sheikh, etc., be very careful. Just you continue coming and do what we have to do. I came for my Islam. He says, inshallah, after the five sabbaths, if you learn and you do it, you'll see this will come easy into you. And you'll enjoy now. But first, uspir, isme sari umar tarakki karta rahega. And then he says, now, throughout your life, you'll just progress. You'll go higher and higher. But first do the course, then see. Now how left and left the thoughts will go away from your mind also. Thoughts of Allah's greatness, marifat of Allah, all that will come in your heart. And then you'll think how great is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And then you'll be progressing with and getting power of namaz and more, the connection with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Enjoyment in deen will come when you carry on doing this. Otherwise, Allah says that a murid or a student, you reach one of three conditions. One is, if a person is a talib, a true seeker, all the time is, I want to find my Allah, I want to get connected, that you'll only know till the qabr. So that type of talib ilm, he'll be regular in the class. He'll be always there. Somebody like that murid, he'll be always there. And realize, I'm sick, that is why I came. Not that, no, I'm important, I'm sick. So be a talib sadiq, you'll keep on progressing. But if you reach the next stage, you become a qani. You think, now I'm okay, I've got my namaz under control. I'm a good student, I'm a good murid, I'm there every time, I'm there, I don't miss a majlis. But you're not worried of your Islam, you're not thinking. Then that person, Allah says, the moment you become content, you must be a qani in matters of dunya. That's Allah, you gave me enough, Rosie, I'm happy now. But there we keep on making effort. Here when it comes to deen, don't ever be contented. Because it's Allah says, you say, throw a ball up, with what strength, it will go so high. After that, when it stays, it will come faster than that, will crash more faster. And worse is a person who's a nasi, that you come here to look for objections. Let me see what others you say today, what you say to that. And all you look, you come in madrasa, you look for objections. Like one person went to those days, Nizamuddin, which was like a factory to make human beings. So they told him, go there, you see. But he came with an intention to see, he didn't come with an intention to benefit. So when he came there, he came at asr time, whatever, and that time it's busy, there's a big pond there to make your wudu, etc. So he came that time, his chappals are all in the row, all on the floor, and like it's a messed up place. He didn't search for one bayan, he didn't even need a wudu. So when he went back to his town, he went to meet one alim, and he said, you said, now it's a dirty place, man. The terror, this Buzurg understood that he didn't come with the intention of gaining benefit. He came with the intention of looking, fault finding, or just going to check this place. Then the Buzurg explained to him, if a pig goes into a beautiful garden, has beautiful roses, flowers, that pig will go search in one corner of the hole where there's filth and dirt. That is what. So we also, we have to all the time be talib e sadiq. Never be qani, never be nasi. Otherwise, we will drop and drop. So Hazrat explained, when a person does this, then inshallah, your namaz will improve all the time. And then you see Allah Akbar. You do the cause, like Hazrat says here, that at least for 40 days. And that is why Buzurgs have stressed 40 days, because the system of Allah Ta'ala, يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِنْ بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ 40 days either has an effect of your heart. So when a person does this, then Allah Akbar. For 40 days you perform your namaz with takbir-e-ula. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala will give you the certificate free from nifaq. So Allah give us tawfiq if we work in this direction and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, bless us all, inshallah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Nashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Nastaghfiruka.